crossed over that Cambridge last night. Back to the place where I began my journey. And as I hit Midtown, all the smiles had turned to frown.
Good morning, everyone. Praise God for another day, amen. Glory to God. God is good all the time, all the time. Our God is good. Praise God. I have a message today entitled, Are Your Lights On? Amen. I know that'll bring a little humor, huh? Are Your Lights On? You know, we're looking around our city today and everywhere. Praise God that we're celebrating Christmas, getting ready for the Christmas season. You see lights everywhere, beaming, radiant, illuminating, praise God. Look right here. Lights. Out there. Lights. Praise God. We are looking forward for Christmas. Amen. But praise God, today we're going to talk about a different kind of light, friends. We're going to talk about the light that comes from above. Amen. We're going to talk about the lights that come from above that radiates on the inside of the hearts of all the believers. Amen. And the question is, my friends, are your lights on? Let's pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for another day. We thank you that your word declare, Father God, your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which you please. We ask you to open our hearts, edify, encourage, build up in the name of Jesus, that we may be the people that you have called us to be, to bring glory to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise to God. When we ask the question, are your lights on? Several things come to mind. We live in a world of chaotic darkness and hopelessness. People are searching for answers, unfortunately, in some cases, the wrong place. Some people feel abandoned, confused, unloved, and left alone. Yet we just sing, we are not alone. We, the body of Christ, have a tremendous responsibility and opportunity to bring life and hope to a lost and dying world. Now, my friends, make no mistake about it, while we celebrate Christmas, Christmas is not the only time our light should be on. Amen. Amen. Now, you ask this provocative question, are your lights on in a dying world? In a world, praise God, where some people don't have hope. I mean, if you look around, friends, there are some hopeless, sad, depraved, left alone, confused people in our world today. We as the body of Christ have an opportunity, praise God, to let our light shine before men. Amen. Amen. See, the Bible said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work, which glorify the Father, which is in heaven. Now, praise God, if you have a light, praise God, you're going to have your light on. And praise God, how many know if you don't pay your PG&E, you do not have lights? Amen. Amen. Now, praise God, in this case, PG&E is praise, glory, and exaltation to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's PG&E. Don't forget that. Praise, glory, and exhortation to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And praise God, if you lift him up by the light that you have, my friends, you'll draw all men unto you. Principle number one, our light should always be burning. See this tree here? It's always burning. Praise God, our light should always be burning. Ephesians 5:8. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Walk as children of the light. In 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 6, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In other words, praise God, he's given you something, use it. Praise God, how many know your light should never be just dim or should never be flickering? Praise God, you should not have a flick of a bick of a light, praise God. Because God did not, listen, when he saved you, he didn't just flick his bick, praise the Lord. He put his whole heart, soul, mind, his domestic glory into your heart. Transform your heart, glory to God. Put a new step in your feet, a dance in your heart, a jig, praise God, to shake off the dirt of the devil, shake off the world, glory to God, and bring glory to him. Amen. And that's where your light should be shining. And today you ask that question, are your lights on? Have you paid your PG&E, friends? Have you paid your PG&E? And if your lights are on, praise God, we should make a difference. a difference. And praise God, how do we make a difference? Praise God, you make a difference by sometimes just being who you are.
All right.
Amen? How many know sometimes your light can shine without even saying something? Listen, the greatest message you can preach, my friend, with your light on, is being a person that the Lord has inundated his spirit, inundated his glory, his bright and shining heart from his heart to yours. And praise God, you get glory to him.
Amen.
In all that you say or do. Because see, the Bible called us different. He called us different. You are peculiar people. And notice the Bible don't say you're weird. He said peculiar, praise God. Amen.
Yes,
that means you're different. That means your light is shining, glory to God. That means your PG&E is paid. Your light should be on. It should be shining in the face of darkness.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Because it is our responsibility, my friends, to bring hope to a dying world. You say, oh, Brother Paul, you know, I just can't do that because, I just ain't got there. Praise God, you probably hadn't started. If you say you hadn't got there. And see, let me say this. See, friends, the little that God has given you, watch this, everything that he's given you is for his glory.
Amen.
It's for his glory. And praise God, you don't have to be an astute speaker. You don't have to go to, praise God, a theological school. You don't have to go through a seminar, praise God, to bring glory to him, friends.
Yes.
Just be there. And praise God, I said, be there or be square. Amen?
Amen.
Be there or be square. Number two, our lights should be a witness. A witness. 1 John 5:10, whoever believes in the Son of God has a testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe in God has made him a liar because he has not believed in the testimony that God has has borne concerning his son. A testimony. A witness. Praise God. The Bible says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God for everyone that believes.
Amen.
Everyone that believes. And friends, let me tell you something. When you see hopeless, dying, sad people, it breaks my heart. You know, I work in Stockton, so when I come around on Highway 4, before I get in on the freeway, I see a string line of homeless people.
Yes, sir.
Laying on the ground, wet. You know why? Friends, they haven't been given any light or hope.
Yes, yes.
That's a shame. It's a shame before the Council of California, the State of California,
yes.
All the councils. That's a shame.
Amen.
That's another story for another time. But,
amen.
You know, when they're out there, friends, you look at them, that should break your heart.
Yes,
your heart should be broken.
Yes,
and your heart, praise God, should, you know, I should do something.
Amen.
I should say something. I should let my light shine, praise God, right here, right now. I have a chance, praise God, to bring glory to God by letting your light shine. Are your lights on?
Amen.
Are your lights on? Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? See, the Bible says he's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And praise God, God does not have any saints who have a messed up mind. Amen. Now, despite someone telling you you're crazy, call them a lie because you're not. Amen. God did not call, he did not make anybody crazy. He said, you're fearfully, wonderfully made.
Amen.
Fearfully and wonderfully made. Stop listening to the lies of the enemy because you know what? If you watch this, we're going to talk about this later, about voices.
Uh-huh.
Whose voice do you hear?
Amen.
Whose voice are you following? Does the voice that you hear, listen, does the voice that you hear come in line with the word of God? Or does the voice that you hear comes in line with hearsay? Or somebody said? See, my friends, when you begin to operate in somebody said or hearsay, then the light begin to get dim. And what hope can you bring to a hopeless person? Would you just walk away and say, well, I feel sorry for that brother. You should feel sorry for yourself.
Amen.
Because you had a chance to do something.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes.
My friend, make no mistake about it. One day, we will stand before a whole almighty God.
Yes, yes, yes.
And give account of ourselves for everything that we've done here.
Yes,
and I promise you, we have missed opportunities because we are afraid or because we are not sure or because we haven't did this. And sometime the enemy, watch this, the enemy always, he'll tell you, you're not qualified. Look what you did yesterday. You ain't qualified. You're just full of bad things. You ain't qualified. See, he's lying to you because he don't want your light to shine. In other words, listen, what he's doing is trying to disconnect the circuit. He's trying to disconnect the circuit. Praise God, the circuits come from on high. Glory to God. PG&E headquarters, praise God, is in the Holy of Holies. Glory to God. Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit, and God the Father are all the CEOs, glory to God. And we can walk in, grab from them, and praise God, give glory to him.
Amen.
Amen. You can give glory to him by letting your light shine. Are your lights on? Are your lights on? Number three, our light should reflect God's mercy. Our life should reflect God's mercy. You know, my wife says, you know, oh, honey, every year this time is Christmas. This is a happy time of my life. I just love Christmas. Amen. She, and, you know, but because people are funnier, they're friendlier.
Amen.
Amen. You don't notice how people, hey, praise the Lord, how are you? You know, that Christmas time. But, you know, it says we should, our life should reflect God's mercy. And see, how many know that mercy is just leniency, just compassion? Praise God, giving someone a break, amen. Not so consumed about you, but them, amen. See, the Bible said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Friends, you can't get mercy when you don't give anything. How many know the Bible says it's more blessing to give than to receive? And see, sometimes we said that, you know, we use that scripture in light of money. But praise God, in the kingdom of kings, in the kingdom of business, my friends, it's not always about money.
Amen.
It's about what you have on the inside, glory to God.
Amen.
It's what you're utilizing, what God has given you.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said, open your mouth wide. Wide. I'll fill it.
Amen.
He'll fill it. And praise God, you know, letting your light shine is not a demonstration. It's not a rehearsal. Praise God, you just get up every day and singing, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Amen.
Yeah.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Yes. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Amen. Our light should reflect God's mercy. And praise God, when you have mercy, you have patience. See that brother there? No. But praise God, how many know you got to have mercy? And see, mercy is patience, friends. Sometimes you got to go the extra mile in patience. Now, you know, my wife said, oh, honey, you sure are patient. I mean, she saw me the other day going across the altar. No, I wasn't patient. I mean, I saw something out there that's just, I didn't understand. I mean, traffic is slowing, then there's a highway patrol doing this here. Are you kidding me? Amen. I'm being impatient. You know why? He's doing his job. He's doing his job. But then I'm impatient. Go, man, get out of the way. I got to go. But see, watch this. Just bring us home. When you have patience along with mercy, friends, you wait to give mercy. Praise God, he gives us mercy every day, mercy that we don't even deserve. Friends, I'm telling you, when you stop and look at the majestic glory of God and how he shines in our hearts, how he gives us mercy every day, and how his mercies are new every morning.
Amen.
They're new every morning, but they're new every minute. And praise God, if he gives us mercy, we should give those mercy. Praise God. Those who are lost and without hope. And praise God, sometimes we just need to give mercy to our own family.
Amen.
Oh, Brother Paul, you just stepped on my foot right there. Amen. We need to give our families mercy. Give them a break, friends. Do you know that you could be the life hope for them? The lifeboat, praise God. The lifeboat. Sometimes, praise God, you just got to be the bigger person. Now, I learned that from my wife a long time ago. Honey, you just got to be a bigger person. Amen.
All right.
She's right. You have to. Because, see, if you watch this. See, you cannot give mercy if you think, well, praise God, I ain't got nothing. Why should I give something? Well, it's not like that, friends. God doesn't measure you like that. He gives. Praise God, we should show mercy. We should reflect his mercy, praise God, every day. Because he gives us mercy. And praise God, especially in a season like this right now, in a time of giving, you're going to see more people right now asking, you have any spare change? I'll be honest with you. We can always say, well, some people just don't need change. They don't do this and don't do it. But praise God, what difference does it make? You're not to measure that person. See, the Bible says judge righteous judgment. Friends, you can't judge people if your lights are on. Are your lights on, friends, when it comes to a person who's without hope, who may be dirty, who may be smelly, but praise God, can't we give them mercy? Huh? Can't we give them mercy? Because guess what? I always say this. You're one situation away from being just like that. Oh, Brother Paul, you ain't speaking no word of faith now, brother. But think about it, friends. Life can always change in a twinkling of an eye. And praise God, that's why while we're here, friends, we have to occupy while we're here till he comes. Are your lights on? Are your lights on? Number four, our light must be a fruit barrier. A fruit barrier. Hebrews 13, chapter verse 15 says, Through him, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips that acknowledge his name. The fruit of our lips. A fruit barrier. Now, when it comes to fruit, friends, you know, my wife would tell you I love fruit. And praise God, how many know that good fruit is good fruit? And praise God, some of the fruit of spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, mercy, praise God. But how many know rotten fruit is no good? Your fruit has to be right, friends, for your lights to be on. Oh, well, Brother Paul, you know, mine's been sitting in the bowl too long. It's just gone bad. Whose fault is that? Huh? If your fruit is going bad, friends, that means that you're not drawing from the household of faith. That means you're not going to the headquarters of heaven. That means, praise God, your light is on a sabbatical. It's on a vacation. It's on a leave of absence, praise God. And my friends, if your light is on a leave of absence, glory to God, you need to drop it right now and plug into the glory.
Amen.
That your light could burn. To bear fruit. Now, good fruit, my friends, is fruit that's ripe, that's solid, that's good to eat. And praise God, you know, our fruit should be developing to a place where it's good to eat. And when I say good to eat, other people will see, well, praise God, the Bible said by their fruit, they should know them. Huh? So if your lights are on, are your fruit bowl ripe? Bearing more good fruit, praise God. Or my friends, is your fruit beginning soft and turning colors and looking in disarray. Praise God, it's up to us, my friend, to make sure our fruit is right. Because our fruit is right, watch this. See, the light produces more fruit and it turns over. It produces. It cultivates. And praise God, how do we cultivate it? By singing hymns, songs, spiritual songs, making melody in our hearts to the Lord. Making melody our hearts to the Lord. See, friends, we have something to do. We have a plot. Look, the Bible said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
Yes.
Work it out. That means doing something, praise God. And see, you can't work out your salvation if you're in a recline on your couch doing nothing. Your light cannot shine, my friend, if you're not doing nothing. Praise God. We have to do something, friends, to let our light shine. We have to make sure our fruit is multiplying, glory to God. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Let's just take it love right now. The Apostle Paul said, I can do all these things, but without love, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. The Apostle talked about all the things that he said God he could do, but if he did not have love, he did not have nothing. My friends, your light will never be on if you don't have the love of God in your heart. The Bible said the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Spirit. And my friends, if your heart is open to the Spirit of God, the light should be on. Amen. It should be beaming with joy, beaming with love, beaming with hope, beaming with overcoming. The Bible said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. And the words of our testimony is this: Jesus is Lord. He's redeemed me from my destruction, delivered me from all my disease. And I can walk circumspectly, not as a fool, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And my friends, because he said that, which is why we in the body of Christ should keep our lights on. Our lights should always be on and reflecting good fruit, praise God. Good fruit that multiplies, amen? And the Bible says, thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Huh? You recognize them by their fruit. Oh, Brother Paul, they can't recognize me because I don't have any fruit. Mine's just hid. No, it's not. It's not hid. Amen. See now, if your branch had, watch this, if your branch is like this and have fruit on it, and the fruit is ripe, you know what that branch is going to do? It's going to be just like that. A fruit bearer. Because see, if it's like that, it's going to bear more fruit. The next thing you know, you're going to see another one do this. And I do that. And another. And another. Fruit bearing. But if it's not, it's like this. See there? Rotten fruit. Dead fruit. Old folks fruit. Amen. Now, if your fruit is not multiplying, my friends, if your fruit is not multiplying, your light could be dim. Again, you can ill afford to have a dim light in a time like these, my friend. People need hope. They need light. And it's the body of Christ's responsibility to bring that hope and to bring that light by multiplying fruit. Amen. Number five, our light should produce growth. To live in the light is to live by the revealed will of God. 1 Peter 1:23, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. 1 Peter 2:2, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. Now notice what the word of God said, that you may grow up. Grow up. Grow up. Not grow down, but grow up. And my friends, listen. When your light is on, that means, praise God, the word of God. And that's why the word of God said, let the word of God dwell in you richly, richly, not poorly, but richly, which means, glory to God, we have a responsibility to get into the word of God, to soak in the word of God, to wallow in the word of God, to jog in the word of God, to walk in the word of God. And praise God, the Bible said, while you have light, walk in the light. Yes. How can your light be put out? Your light can be put out, my friends, if you don't grow, because the cares of the world. Oh, Brother Paul, you just don't understand, brother. It's a bad time of the year for me. You know, all of us can say that. Amen. But what are you going to do? Have a pity party? No. And see, listen, when you have a pity party, here's what the enemy do. When you begin to have a pity party, he becomes a maestro. You ever seen a maestro in a sympathy? You know, he's just like this. Just like that. He just keep directing, and you keep, oh, woe is me. And he just keeps singing. Keep bringing those lies to you. And he just does that over and over again. And my friend, if you're not careful, you're believing. You're believing. Whose voice do you believe? Whose report do you believe? Whose report do you believe? We should grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Friends, listen. Now, while I understand there are some infant saints who's just been born again recently, praise God, there are those of us who are seasoned saints who's been around. Amen. The word of God is rich, sharp, powerful than a two-edged sword, piercing into the hearts, the soul, and sunder. And also, praise God, the intent. My friends, see, the word of God will keep the light burning if you desire to grow. And praise God, you shouldn't just stay right there and be a spiritual infant. Amen. Now, I'm talking about those who's been saved for a while, been born again. And praise God, let me just say this. God's not giving out caps and gowns. Amen. Regardless of where you are spiritually, my friends, he's not giving out caps and gowns. There's no graduation every day in the things that count for time and eternity. But my friends, we have a responsibility to put in our hearts the word of God. To put in our hearts, praise God, those things that he said that count for time and eternity that will make you grow. Glory to God. You'll be a difference. A difference maker. A difference shaker, glory to God. Amen. The Bible said we're the salt of the earth, praise God. If you got salt, glory to God, shake some of the salt off, glory to God. Shake it off. Yeah. Grow. Grow up. Grow up. And praise God, you know some friends, the days that we're living in, and unfortunately, it's not going to get easier, friends. Save your emails. Oh, Brother Paul, you showed a good man. Save it. But I'm just sharing, I'm just telling my heart. Friends, it's not going to get easier. Amen. The Bible talks about perilous times. Oh, Brother Paul, I'm going through a hard time right now, brother. Isn't that hard enough? No. See, friends, the Bible says, look toward the hills which cometh your help. Your help come from thee who made heaven and earth. See, I'll just be honest with you right now. There's going to come a point in time in all of our lives when it comes to growth. It's going to be a circumstance, my friend, which you'll see. Do you really believe what you say? Amen. Is it just a figure of speech? Or is a revealed knowledge from the word of God that's in your heart? Radiate your heart, beams your heart, give you life and hope, glory to God. Life and hope that you didn't have before you were saved. I know before I was saved, I didn't have no hope. What hope I thought I had was just passing time away, dying and didn't know it. My friends, the light that we have on the inside must shine because people need to have some hope. That they don't have to die hopeless. They don't have to die hopeless. And it's a shame, friends, to see how bad, how much decay is in our world today through people. It hurts. It should bother us. We should be concerned. But it should produce growth. We should grow. And praise God, not stay at the same place. See, friends, listen. If you measure yourself spiritually by where you are last year and you're in the same place this year, well, you need to go to the gym. Amen. My wife is good. Oh, honey, I'm going to the gym. Wake me up at 4:30. You know. You need to go to the gym of spirituality. Praise God. Do some exercise. Amen. Exercise those spiritual muscles. Glory to God. Get the heart pumping. For the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, this is your eye. These are your eyes. What should I see? This is your mouth. What do you want me to say? Let my light shine to bring glory to you. Growing in the things that count for time and eternity should produce growth. Number six, our light should never go out or should never go off. Our light should never go out or off. Now, let me say this. There are several things that can take your lights out, friends. Okay. One of the things that can take your light out is division. Amen. Division. Now, division, my friends, is like this. When we say we're all in this together, and then someone comes along who don't have a light on, watch this, don't have their lights on, and they slice, dice, cut, carve. In other words, praise God, it's a subtraction. It's taken from the cause, taken from the purpose, taken from the goal, taken from the dream. Taken away. See, that's division. And praise God, my friends, your light can't be on. Here, VCC is one of the most delicate times in this transition period. Amen. And praise God, I'm telling you right now, friends, we are moving forward. Amen. Despite division. And praise God, if you see it, praise God, douse it. Clean it out. Knock it out. Because there's no time and there's no place for our lights to go out of time like this through strife and division. Now another one, praise God, you're going to love this one, gossip. Yeah, brother, I know you was going that way. I'm just waiting on you. gossip. See, friend. See, listen. Gossip is unconstrained conversations about facts you don't know. Huh? You don't know the facts. Just talking. Talking loud, saying nothing. Remember that, Rick, long time ago? Talking loud, saying nothing. And see, when you have unconstrained conversations about things you don't know, friends, you put the lights out. Amen. You're taken away from the grid. Praise God, we want the power grid to always be on. We don't want it to be off. Amen. Praise God. Gossip. And praise God, let me just say this. If you don't have anything good to say, praise God, just keep your mouth shut. Amen. Is that all right? If you don't have anything good to say, praise God, just be quiet. Amen. And see, let me say this. As the incoming, I love you, but as the incoming pastor of this church, I'm not going to sit in that office on the phone and listen at you throw a whole bunch of old empty melons at me. My brother, Pastor Paul, so-and-so. Well, praise God, you know, let's pray for them. But first, let's pray for you. Amen. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. Another one that'll take your lights out or keep it off is bitterness. Bitterness. You can't have your way, so you're bitter. Amen. It didn't go your way. Bitter. Holding a grudge. Laying down at night, waking up in the morning, getting up in the morning, you're still bitter. And friends, listen. Haven't it occurred to you that some of the things that's going on in your life right now could be because you're bitter? Huh? Yeah. See, friends, your lights will be put out by bitterness. The Bible said, let bitterness, wrath, unforgiveness, all those things be put away for you. Put away. Put away. Praise God, don't put it in the shelf. Dump the shelf. Get rid of it. Times is too serious, friends. I'm telling you here. It is too serious. And we don't have time. We really do not have time to gossip, to have division, or have bitterness in our hearts. Our lights need to shine. We have a tremendous responsibility, we said earlier, to bring hope. And friends, if the church can't bring hope, where are they going to get it from? They can't go to a rally and get hope. They can't hope for themselves. Praise God, they don't have, look, people do not love themselves because they don't know what love is, friends. Amen. Why not us come along who has a light in us to shine and say, hey, praise God, I understand what you're going through. Can I just pray for you? Can I just pray for you? I'll give a good word, a word of life, a word of hope, a word that they can hold on to, not hang on to. Praise God, that's what's wrong now. They've been hanging too long. See, listen, they're hanging like this, and underneath there's nothing but sharks. Just like that. The mouths. Just like that. And they're hanging. No, they don't need to hang. Praise God, get them up and give them hope. Because your lights are on. Your lights are on. Now, one more thing. Oh, brother, here you go again. There's another thing that, praise God, can keep our lights out. And that is schism in the body of Christ. That's separation.
Yes, sir.
Hearsay. All those things. Hearsay. Girl, did you hear that? No. Girl, you wait till I get home. I'm going to call you. Amen. Schism in the body of Christ. Hearsay. All those things. Friends, those will keep your lights off. They keep your lights dim. And listen, if you played right into the pool, I call a cesspool of the enemy, he will make sure your lights stay off. He will. He will make sure your lights stay off. Because you're playing right. See, the Bible said, give no place to the devil.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you. He don't deserve a place. He's done enough harm already. He's done enough harm already. Let's keep our lights on.
Yes, amen.
Let's have our lights burning for hope, for goodness. Amen. And praise God, we shouldn't have lights on because it's Christmas. I always say, you know, if people say, well, you know, Brother Paul, praise God, it's a good time of year, and this and so and so and so and so. Well, how about August 25th? Huh? See, the Bible said, be ready in season, out of season. Friends, we shouldn't just use Christmas. That's why I say, are your lights on? Not are your lights on December 24th and 25th, or December 31st, or January 1st, but every day.
Amen.
A difference maker. A salt shaker, praise God. And shaking salt, because we're the salt of the earth. And praise God, one more thing. You shouldn't hide your light. Amen. Well, you know, Brother Paul, I'm just going to be a quiet Christian. I'm just one of these ones like this. I'm just going to be, you know. No. I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Amen.
My friends, when you was in the world, you weren't ashamed of what you did. Amen. Amen. When you was in the world, you weren't ashamed of anything. Dance the night away. Sing the night away. Amen. I said because I did it. So did you.
Yeah.
And we weren't ashamed then. Praise God, we shouldn't be ashamed now.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
We've been given too much, friends. Are your lights on? And I guarantee you, my friends, you will go home today or tonight and start examining yourself and see, are your lights on? Are your lights on? Are they dim? Or praise God, are your lights off? Let's pray that God will keep your lights on, that you'll yield to him, yield to his glory, yield to his power, yield to his presence, praise God.
Amen.
My friends, you can have church every day and keep your lights on. Praise God, you don't have to come here. You can have church every day. See, that's why the Bible says sing hymns, songs, spiritual songs. You can sing, praise God, in your heart. Meditate on the word of God. Meditate out loud. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. One translation says, I shall not want for anything. Amen. Are your lights on? Praise God. Father, we thank you today for your word. We bless your name that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you, Father God, that as we share the message from my heart, Lord, I pray that you have reached the heart of your people today. We bless you and praise you for what you're going to do. We pray in Jesus' name, Father God, that we will grow up in the things that you have called us to do to bring glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I crossed over that main bridge last night, back to the place where I began my journey. And as I hit Midtown, all the smiles are turned up.